I'd like to see all the cat bands tour together. Glass Tiger, Def Leppard, White Lion, Steel Panther, Stray Cats. I bet the crowd would be filled with cougars. Oh, I forgot John Cougar Mellencamp. Forgot about him. Cat Stevens, Pussycat Dolls.
And that was another episode of 30 Seconds Inside a Woman's Head.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh. In Detroit tonight, round two, part one of the Democratic presidential debates.
10 Democratic candidates debate tonight, including several still struggling to break through, like Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan.
I think it's important for everybody. Yeah, I wouldn't say do or die.
Ryan has been critical of some of his rivals' health care plans, saying it's a big problem to take away private insurance. Health care expected to be a big issue both tonight and tomorrow.
Fox's Jared Halpern. President Trump tries to dispel reports the conflicts with his director of national intelligence, Dan Coats, are leading to his exit.
There really wasn't conflict. I think it was confusion more than conflict. Dan made statements and they were a little confused, but that was not conflict. Dan is a friend of mine. He's a good man. But I think that John Ratcliffe is going to do an incredible job if he gets approved. He's got to get approved.
The president on the White House lawn. This is Fox News.
And now, today's Millennial Moment.
Sorry, the millennial sent a text and didn't show up.
That was today's Millennial Moment.
We'll come up with another one before the hour's up. Sorry about that, folks. Because we are trying to get to know everybody in our vast audience on this show. Is this true? I've gotten this from so many people because the president ripping on Baltimore and Elijah Cummings, 19-time congressman from a district that's a real... Did you see the live rat?
Yeah, it photobombed a live report.
You got a reporter out there. I don't know if she was trying to pretend it was better than he said it was or what, but a big frickin' rat walks across the shot. What else do you want to see, you idiots?
Well, I made the point last night on my show that, you know, there's this talk that Trump's playing like four-dimensional chess and all this stuff. Like, no, I think Trump's just kind of a, like, there's a distinction of music. There are these brilliant theorists and composers, and then there are just virtuoso players who just come by these theories without even thinking about them. They're just great players. They go naturally. And I think Trump just comes by it naturally. He has this crazy energy, and if you look up like Scott Adams, who wrote Dilbert, who called the Trump victory in 2015, Trump has these powers of persuasion and this natural instinct for where to hit people and where to be emotional. Doesn't always work, but I don't think he's playing four-dimensional chess. I think he was just pissed off at Elijah Cummings, and so I'm going to hit him.
Good. You know what? Because we've had nothing but limp-wristed Republicans who refuse to fight back with... Enough of this crap. We're tired of being called names. It's like this American Thinker article I've been reading here. Because, you know, I'm trying to think better.
Oh, yeah.
Where's that line about, you know, been called a racist so many times that neither he or his supporters care anymore. And that's the fact. You have made that word meaningless. And the definition of racist now is covering up the truth. And now the truth is racist. That's kind of how this whole convoluted thing works. But people are getting wise to this crap. The thing is, he's not going to be around forever. Who's going to take the mantle? It's going to be a Dan Crenshaw or somebody like that down the line that needs to be in a position to continue this brand new element in American politics, honesty. So, no, I'm not going to tell you how much I make, but, you know, I live in my current domicile at the behest of Mrs. Ritterbuttle because she bought the house. And Morris Capuano got her a rate. I still scratch my head and wonder how he did it. Because, you know, it's a nice gig and it's a good company to work for, but you don't get rich working at Costco. But she was able to get this house with a minimal down and 3.5%. Hell of a deal. And if you're interested in buying the place I've got on the market, you should call Morris and get a pre-approval and then talk to Eddie Bader. Morris lives to get people into homes who want to live the American dream. He has worked with people who have been multiple-time homebuyers and people who are doing it for the first time. Especially for younger people and for first-time homebuyers. Anybody, but mostly, let me focus the message to you. This is the man you want to talk to when you're buying for the first time. He knows all the roadblocks and pitfalls and the things that can make you nervous when really all you are is excited because you're going to not only have your own place, you are going to have a big deduction on your taxes next fiscal year when you file. And the sooner you call him and get the ball rolling at 409-9300, the faster it's going to happen for you. He knows his way through. He partnered up with Renaissance Bank so he could offer additional programs to people. Morris Capuano, Renaissance Bank, they are an equal housing lender. LMS number 409-622. Yeah, and again, 409-9300 to talk to Morris and get the ball rolling on home ownership. 507.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 5 o'clock hour, and we see an accident in the downtown area. It is at Hall Street and Adams Avenue, so avoid that intersection if you can as you leave downtown. Lots of folks are headed out of the downtown area towards I-85, and there's already a jam up around the interchange on the southbound side of 85, so use caution there. If you're making your way onto I-65, we don't see any problems for you. The boulevard's pretty crowded this afternoon. Watch yourself around the intersections. Haynes Ambulance is dedicated, trained, and ready to be there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving you, your family, and all of Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A Hope Hold man was the victim of an overnight shooting. Montgomery police say 35-year-old Todrick Smith was shot and killed in the 5700 block of East Shirley Lane just after midnight. No arrests have been made in the case. Three people are dead, five others injured after a multi-vehicle accident last night in Pike County. Authorities say one car hit a logging truck that was entering the road, killing the 17-year-old driver and an 18-year-old passenger. Right after the crash, troopers say the 70-year-old driver of the log truck exited the truck and was then hit by another car and died at the scene. And crews responded to an accident where an SUV fell into the Alabama River. This happened in the 200 block of Eugene Street early this morning. They were able to get that vehicle out of the water. No one was found inside, and crews are continuing to investigate the incident. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. No doubt about it. We need some rain. And so far, the rain chances, well, for the next few hours are very scant, very small, with a low temperature tonight down to about 72. Tomorrow, another hot and humid day, high in the middle 90s. And I think the heat indices will be getting close to that 100 mark. Then on Thursday, scattered afternoon storms, a slightly better supply on Thursday, high 95. And then the storms become more numerous as we get into Friday and Saturday, especially in the afternoon and evening. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, here is today's millennial moment.
I live at home, and like my parents pay for my cell phone bill, my cable, my food at home. They pay for vacations. But hey, I pay for my own lunch at work. And I pay for my own Netflix account, so it's working out pretty good. Even Steven.
This has been today's Millennial Moment.
All right, Millennial, get out of the basement, pick up the phone and dial 3870094 and talk to this man, Mr. Wright. On the money, Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, and get something going. How are you?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I'm doing really, really well. It was a good day today. Busy day, long, busy day, just pouring through earnings reports, you know, and you know, gearing up for the big Fed meeting tomorrow. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You expect them to cut? Is that the buzz?
Oh, yeah, I do. I absolutely do. They have no choice. I mean, they are so far painted into a corner now. It's absolutely ridiculous. And you know, they're trying to please two sides of the of the argument, and they just don't have a any choice in my mind but to cut. And the question is, are they going to do a quarter of a point, or are they going to do a half, or are they going to do a quarter and then all but promise a quarter of a point in September? And
because you kind of indicated that the market would be a little bit sideways, not really up or down, until they made this decision, and that's really how it's behaved. Wasn't bad.
Yeah,
news.
Exactly. No, you're exactly right, and I'm glad you reminded us all of that, because it's true. And then we've got this huge, big U.S. delegation now that's over in China. We talked about that yesterday, and then when I was on the air with you yesterday, I think I said, "Hey, Trump's about to dial up the heat, and it's fixing to get really nasty." And you see what he did today. He tweeted, said China is being very bad. They're not buying our products like they said they were going to.
Well, his claim is they think that he's not going to get reelected. And I would advise the Chinese wieners in the middle of this to rethink that strategy, if that's truly where they're at.
Well, they better, because, it's interesting. We talk about how the Chinese would love to negotiate with someone other than Trump. But I can tell you this. I've been reading up on some stuff. They don't want to take a chance to negotiate with Elizabeth Warren or Kamala Harris or Bernie Sanders either, because they'll be worse than Trump. They'll just outright stop trade, to protect Americans with their socialist plan.
Oh, boy.
Now, Biden, no, he wouldn't do that. Biden would be the guy that China would bet that they could deal with and come up with some sort of a soft, very sort of soft little trade deal.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Polling data is going to be important for a lot of reasons if you're the Chinese. But I suspect we're going to see the Fed cut. They've got to clear the decks, because Trump needs operating room. We got to take pressure off the dollar. We do need to bring rates down more commensurate with what's going on with the rest of the world. I mean, heck, the rest of the world is cutting and slashing rates and pouring QE into their economies everywhere, including in China. And we're over here just sitting around, and we have a real potential of losing market share in international markets if we don't follow suit. So the Fed's got to do it. It's just, the problem is if they make the cost of money too cheap when you're at full employment, you could see that the U.S. economy really, really rev up. And so they don't want things to overheat and cause prices to go up too significantly. So it's a real conundrum for them, and I get that. But I also know that you definitely don't want to play this game with currencies, especially with what's going on around the world. So the good news in all this.
Yes.
Is that, we held an investment committee meeting, I think I said this last week, and we made the most dramatic changes to our portfolio. So if you're a client of our firm and you're listening to me right now, rest assured we have made the moves last week that we think will hold up quite well in the current environment we're in. And it's much more of a sort of a defensive type move. It depends on the dollar getting weaker and Trump getting his way, and if you have chaos break out in this trade deal or with Iran, we're well positioned for that also. So we feel pretty good about how we're positioned across the board with our portfolio models, and now it's just sit back and watch and come back and report to you, man. So tomorrow's all hands on deck with the Fed.
Yeah, that's I imagine. I'm going to be optimistic here, and I expect that because I usually don't look at the market until the middle of the day, because it's like it needs to get its sea legs, so to speak.
Right.
So I look at it when I first wake up from my nap around 11:30, and If I see a lot of green there, I'll know that they announced they're cutting the rate, as we have suggested they do, and as the president has strongly suggested they do as well. I mean, I would hope ultimately politics are out of this equation, because they should be doing what's best for America and not considering, well, is this going to help Trump get reelected? Because I don't really care for the guy, you know. You'd hate to think that those kind of considerations would come into play.
No, you absolutely would. And I, you know, the Fed is supposed to be a disinterested third party when it comes to politics.
Right.
I'm not so sure I believe that these days. I think in years past,
I can think of eight years where I didn't believe that for 1 minute.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, yeah. But I can tell you this. There's something that's far more powerful than even the president, though, Greg, and that is the global financial markets, and they will break you over their knee. And I'm not being facetious or trying to, you know, be grandiose here in my statement. I'm simply saying that the markets right now are depending on the U.S. Fed cutting interest rates. If the U.S. continues to diverge away from international markets with respect to monetary policy, what's going to happen is the value of the U.S. dollar against all foreign basket of currencies is going to rip higher. And when that happens, you're going to see a huge, huge fallout in credit markets in Europe, in particular. And the Fed knows this. You would see a complete meltdown over there. And this is something, the problem is we're in a global market now. The demand for dollars is so incredibly high, and there's just not that many available to the entire world. And so the Fed has no choice now. They really don't. It's either do what's best for America from a standpoint of full employment and inflation, or it's do what's best for the entire global financial market, which is prevent an absolute meltdown in Europe. And that's what's going to happen if they don't cut. They've got to. And that's just the bottom line. So I think Trump realizes this, and he has just been excoriating the chairman. I mean, yesterday with the tweets, you know, all but just saying if they don't cut, it's going to just be the worst thing. I mean, he just... You know how he is.
Well,
but it's true, though. But it's true. It's absolutely true.
Unlike Alexandria Ocasio-Castro. Oh, excuse me, Cortez. My error. Who claims to have some kind of financial degree. This is a man that excelled at money. A lot of in the discussion... Of cities and so forth. New York was decaying. I was up there in the early 80s, and outside of the grandiosity of the Empire State Building and Chrysler Building and stuff, it was dirty. Times Square was peep shows and God knows what. And the guy that drove the investment, the reinvestment that tore down a lot of those old Manhattan buildings and built beautiful new structures, was Donald Trump. And Rudy came along and gave him the environment to do that in. And they got tough on crime. Now you got a freaking admitted communist running that. How that happens, I don't know.
Yeah, and if you've seen the statistics of crime in New York City, a lot of my friends up there who are well-known nationally, they're tweeting about this now, and they're putting out information on their blogs or in social media or whatever.
Right.
Really complaining about just how bad now the crime is starting to tick back up again.
Well, when the mayor sides with the bad guys, the bad guys become emboldened and they're far less apprehensive about doing something they know is a crime, because they know they're not going to be held accountable for the most part. That's the real issue. And they're stuck with him for 3 more years, and he's running for president? Good Lord.
I know.
De Blasio, what a joke. Yeah. I know you and I will both be riveted to the TV tonight watching the debates.
I know. I will. My wife and I are going to go out to dinner tonight, try to relax.
That's a good idea.
And, and enjoy a nice meal. We'll go home, and then I'll probably around 9 o'clock or 10 or something, somewhere in there.
Go to Comedy Central.
Well, yeah, just get some, just get the one-liners, zingers, and laugh.
So. That's kind of my plan, too. Friends.
Yeah.
Of all ages, the younger, the better. And I say that only because the sooner you give Brant a call at 387-0094 and start doing something managerial with your money, how quickly a painless amount of money on a regular basis builds and grows and starts becoming the bedrock of your long-term future. Wow, that sounded a lot smarter than I actually am. But seriously, this is what you want to do. Don't make the mistakes I did. We spent, Brant, last hour, I was talking to Biloxi Gambler, one of our callers. He was teasing me about the big money days back in the 80s. And, of course, yeah, that was fun, and I did a lot of some good things with it. But one of the things I didn't do was plan for my own future. And now I look back on that and say, God, I could, you know, just a couple of $100 a month and let it, leave it alone, I would have a very different looking portfolio now. And
true.
But it's never too late either. So, because good habits, it's never too late to start a good habit. And one of them is getting with them, asking questions, and meet this incredible team of people that Brant has, and start something, the sooner the better. 387-0094, McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, we'll talk tomorrow. We'll see how...
It's going to be a great call and a great segment tomorrow. We'll have a lot to talk about.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Enjoy your dinner tonight and say hi to your beautiful bride.
I will do it. You know I will. Take care, buddy.
All righty.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, let's see how the roads are moving at 523.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we see a lot of traffic out on I-85. Please be careful if you're around the interchange. Things are slow. We also see a slowdown on the northbound side between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. There's an accident on the Atlanta Highway at Dalrata Road, and the police are still cleaning up the accident on the boulevard. That's the Northeastern Boulevard in front of Lewis Lawn Equipment. Be careful. Watch the traffic around you this afternoon. Let's get home safely. Get the Toyota of your choice now during the Big One Sales event at Reinhardt Toyota. This special sale is in its final days. Reinhardt Toyota, I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I might be eating cheesecake for breakfast.
Cheesecake day.
Cheesecake, gobble, gobble, cheesecake, gobble, gobble, cheesecake.
All right, here's something to be excited for. National Cheesecake Day.
National Cheesecake Day probably should be celebrated every day.
I have to get to my cheesecake.
I love cheesecake. I love cheesecake at nighttime, really late at night.
Cheesecake, gobble, gobble, cheesecake, crazy over cheesecake.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University and the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Garden. Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, I'm what some people call a millennial. Our generation is now entering the workforce, which means we're coming face to face with a new generation of employers. They're called baby boomers, and they seem to have a real problem with us. So I'll just take a moment away from me, me, me to help you find ways to deal with your new superiors in the workplace. You got a job. Congratulations. That must have been hard considering the financial crisis the baby boomers caused. The first thing you may notice is that this generation has an outdated understanding of technology and productivity. They may think we're on our phones texting and Twittering all day, but we should cut them some slack. When they were growing up, their parents drank and took naps at work, and their phones look like this. Also, when you're busy using your phone to do your boss's work for them, don't expect any sort of raise, promotion, or commendation for your hard work. They've earned their salary with status and age. Your job is to be taken advantage of and let them take credit for all your innovative ideas. After all, without them, you wouldn't even be here. That's not to say you don't deserve this job. You've got thousands of dollars in student loan debt and years of diverse experiences from unpaid internships to show for yourself. Of course, if your baby boomer employers hadn't invented unpaid internships as a way of making slavery legal again, you'd probably be a lot further in your career than you are now. But this is neither here nor there. My advice would be to just get used to the clothes in your closet, because you won't be spending your hard-earned cash on silly things like shirts. I've been wearing this hoodie since high school. Remember, it's good to keep in mind that until you prove yourself to your new boss directly, you've been nowhere, done nothing, and haven't brought anything to the table. Except a computer. You have to bring that to the table because they're out of computers and you need to bring your laptop from home. Inevitably, you will show up to work late a few times. Your baby boomer boss might give you grief over this, but forgive him. Maybe you ride a bike to work, which takes a bit longer, but it's worth it. You know, because you care about the environment the baby boomers have spent their entire lifetime ruining. You know, the people who thought this was going to make a difference. Honestly, I recommend just skipping sleep altogether. As long as you're awake enough to utilize tabbed browsing, you could probably do your job just fine. And while you're at it, be prepared to answer questions from your superiors about the internet, like, how can we make this social, when referring to literally everything? Again, cut them some slack. When they were your age, their computers looked like this. So that's about it. You somehow found a way to land a job in this shithole of an economy. Now it's up to you to keep that job for as long as possible until you lose your f***ing mind and decide to actually go to grad school, where you'll acquire even more exciting debt while feeling alienated from the undergraduate population. Good luck, millennial.
Were you listening?
I already knew this stuff.
Oh, okay. This is our salute to Millennials Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM. I see. Okay, I've been looking at the votes on the yay or nay moving Halloween from the last Saturday or to the last Saturday of October from the 31st, and most people are against it.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Well, I gave them
make
a chance.
It a day off if you're going to change anything.
We don't need any more days off.
Oh yeah, we do.
And again, nice work if you can get it. I don't begrudge anybody anything that comes with the job they have. But when you, if you get hired by the state of Alabama, the way it is now, you get 3 weeks of time off plus 2 weeks vacation.
Yeah. It's great.
I had to work for 10 years to get that. But I love what I do. I'm not upset. And again, I don't want to take that away. You couldn't. You couldn't do that to them. All right. Where's the Newt thing that I saw? Oh, from time to time, I post stuff from the Babylon Bee because they use the truth to make a point. And apparently, Snopes said something very disparaging. I haven't seen exactly what it is, but I do know that the Babylon Bee has hired a law firm to go after Snopes. And I put a tweet out earlier today. Here's how you use Snopes. If they say truth, you know it's false. If they say false, you know it's the truth. And if you get mixed, that means George Soros hasn't told them what to say yet. That is a left-wing company whose sole purpose...
Well, there's an article that David French came out with in the National Review today on Snopes and fact-checking the Babylon Bee. Mm-hmm. They fact-checked whether Democrats demanded Brett Kavanaugh submit to a DNA test to prove he's not actually Hitler. Snopes fact-checked the Babylon Bee on whether Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez repeatedly guessed free on the TV show The Price is Right, and whether Ilhan Omar actually asked, if Israel is so innocent, then why do they insist on being Jews? Perhaps my favorite, writes David French, non-political fact-check was of the Bee's report that VeggieTales had introduced a new character named Cannabis Carl.
But think about this. Nobody at Snopes has the effing brains to say this is a satirical website. And here's the other good news. They're funny. I mean, they really are funny. Probably can't bring them up on Chrome, so I have to go to Mozilla. I urge you to visit them because what they do is they... and this is what good satire does. You use the truth to be funny. Congress members to wear barcodes so lobbyists can scan prices self-checkout. That's great. I mean, what is that? That's their opinion on Congress critters. Let's see. Where is that? I just saw something on Ilhan Omar. Oh, Snopes issues pre-approval of all statements made during tonight's Democrat debate. So they're taking these bastards to court, but that doesn't stop them from taking them to task, so to speak. Biden drops to last place after being hit with a blue shell. let's see. Where's that one? I wanted to see the one on Ilhan Omar. They've been particularly good with her. Ilhan Omar introduces resolution condemning racism, white men, and the Jews. And that's pretty much where the Democratic Party is. White people in general. It's like we're not allowed to have feelings because we're guilty for the things that happened like eight generations ago when that was kind of the way it was. It's all stupid. But you certainly have outrage among the woke. That is the worst word. I hate the word woke. You know what woke means? Brainwashed. That's what woke means. Brainwashed. You're not woke. You've just been brainwashed into a new line of thinking.
Well, you keep dreaming that stupid American dream and stay asleep. While we stay awake and stay woke.
And do what exactly? What is it you're accomplishing with this?
Waking up the whole world to all the injustice. Just give us power and it'll work out.
Chuck, be by Faux Chuck on the line.
Hello, Greg. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm pretty good, Chuck. How are you?
I do very well. Very well. Let me run something by you. Return regular. I got two things. First of all, my wife has a cat that has had something about a skin breaking down and all and causing these big old sores and all.
Yeah, lesions and stuff, right?
Yeah, and I'm in the vet she's been using has, Bonnie has spent probably, in all seriousness, I know she spent $1,100 last week. And I told her, I said, listen, you know, we're over this. Take the cat to Montgomery Veterinary Associates. Well, she did. Dr. Tanaka.
Yeah, he's good.
Is the guy's name.
Cade's built a hell of a team there.
He hooked this kitten or this cat up. I mean, he's got to go through some stuff now. He's going to have to stay with them for about probably a week. We're going out of town Sunday. So, anyway. And, but the cat feels much better and is out of discomfort now and out of pain. And Dr. Tanaka said that he'll get it fixed. And it's been going on for a year.
Wow.
I mean, you know, and the second thing, anyway, they're a great firm. They are great.
Top notch.
But the second thing is it really irritates me on this mayoral race that they're doing. And every one of these candidates that have been vocal have said they're going to fix the school system.
Yeah.
There's even one that said he's going to give teachers raises.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you about the school system. That is county. The mayor, the city, none of that, nobody in the city has anything to do with it, any control over it. Mayor Farmer, I used to work for Mayor Farmer.
Mm-hmm.
People had called him about the school system. He'd tell them, all we do is furnish the crosswalk guards and have a policeman ride through the parking lot sometimes. Mm-hmm. I have no control over it. You right. need to call the county board of education. Right. And to me, I guess this day and time, the majority of the tax of the voters don't know enough about the city and the county, and they don't know no different. They think that the mayor, the new mayor, is going to fix it, and they can't do nothing. You know, because none of them work on it.
Well, Chuck, I appreciate the call. Thanks for the good words about MVA. Basically, I haven't made any decisions yet about candidates coming on the show. Because I just felt so burned, and even more so recently, without going into detail. I just don't know. I think that type of thing, if they choose to do it, Baron Coleman and the resources he has, Dan, that's really in their wheelhouse. I got passionate about it a number of years ago, and I have to say, I'm sad to see Mayor Strange go. At least it feels like not only has there been unbelievable growth downtown, I've been here long enough now, I mean, my 15th year, I've seen stunning redevelopment downtown. That's great. And it's needed. Any city that's going to attract tourists and have a chamber of commerce that's got something to say, come look at this, you have to have that. And they need a grocery store down there. I don't know if they've gotten one or not, but, you know, with all the residences, the lofts. I looked at those loft apartments a long time ago, like 12 years ago. I was mm-hmm. thinking about buying one of those. But if you wake up and you need a gallon of milk or something, you got to drive 10 miles to get it.
Right.
Not a good marriage there. So But whatever the candidates say, forget that. What pisses me off is the newspaper already rattling the race cage. We've never had a black mayor. How about if we just worry about who's got the best plan? Because you know what? Unlike the newspaper, unlike most of the networks, and almost all liberals, we don't look at color. We look at results. And the days of, you know, come on, man. I remember it was in the 60s. He didn't get a lot of attention because he was a Republican. Edwin Brooke became the first black senator from Massachusetts. That was way back when Republican light was like, well, kind of like what we have now, I suppose. But all these firsts in his story. We had our historic president, okay? Look what he did. Nothing except make everything worse.
Oh, gotta make a magic wand. Whoa, those companies are gone. Whoa.
Somehow, it just didn't quite work out that way when Donald Trump came along. And it wasn't the beauty of the whole plan was it was give the taxpayers more of their money to spend. And then as production increases, there'll be more jobs. I mean, you know, you don't have to have a degree in rocket science to kind of figure it out. It is 5:42. I want to remind you that a week from tonight, the Pizza's on Me. We'll be giving away invitations to this event at the pizza place. And as I mentioned earlier, they have a new size. If size matters, they have one called...
Oh, my God.
It's that big. As I said before, it's a pizza, and their pizza's excellent. Emily was there over the weekend and sent me pictures and loved it, absolutely loved it. The box for that particular pizza, if you get the pizza home, you can use the box to store Christmas ornaments under your bed. It's huge. So we're looking forward to that, and they have all different kinds and styles. Great pizza, and that'll be a week from tonight, and we'll let you know when we're going to start signing people up for that taste testing, whatever you want to call it. We welcome them to our show at 5:43.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Montgomery Skywatch in the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour, and boy, it is jammed up all over town. If you're on the boulevard, be careful between Vaughn Road and the interstate. We have a lot of traffic in that area. If you're on I-85, you're going to slow down around Jackson Hospital headed southbound. Going northbound, there's a slowdown from Taylor Road to Chantilly Parkway. If you're rolling up I-65 north, there is a slowdown around the Northern Boulevard. We see it most afternoons. No accident, just a slowdown. Watch out, you'll be headed to Prattville before you know it. And if you're on the 31s, everything is rolling smooth this afternoon. We don't see any problems for you. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
You know what's pathetic? Is looking at the news and you got Kamala Harris and all these Democrats running to kiss Al Sharpton's ass. Democrats, it's 2019, and Al Sharpton is irrelevant. First of all, he contributed nothing. He's engineered protests and boycotts and riots, and man, he got very wealthy. I mean, you can't have a tax debt in millions of dollars unless you've been making a lot more than that. And for some reason, he's not in jail, probably because he's convinced authorities that if you put me in jail, we'll, you know, have trouble. No justice, no peace, as he targeted innocent Jewish homes, breaking windows, just like Kristallnacht with the Nazis. This is why we're always being called Nazis, because they're really mirroring their own insecurities. Setting cars on fire, an angry mob murdered Jewish bystander Yankel Rosenbaum. Sharpton led the mobs who chanted about killing blood-sucking Jews and Jew bastards. According to reporter Philip Gorovich, Sharpton used his speech at the child's funeral to stoke anger. 4 years later, he was riling up protesters again, this time against Fred Harari, a Jewish subtenant who operated Freddie's Fashion Mart in Harlem, and evicted his own subtenant, a black-owned record store. We will not stand by and allow them to move this brother so some white interloper can expand his business. Nothing racist in that. At a separate rally, Sharpton's colleague of the National Action Network, Morris Powell, said, "We're not going to stand by idly and let a Jewish person come in Black Harlem and methodically drive people, Black people out and down 125th Street." Everything came to a head in December when Roland James Smith, who participated in those protests, walked into Freddie's Fashion Mart, pulled out a gun, ordered all the Black customers to leave, poured paint thinner on several bins of clothing, and set them on fire. Seven people died in this fire. And Al Sharpton's fingerprints are all over it. He's never been held accountable for a damn thing, but among the ass-kissers who are going for their nod of approval and probably with a wad of cash in the other hand, Pete Buttigieg, whose own brother-in-law says his policies are extremely anti-American. Bernie. Really, Bernie? Al Sharpton? Come on, man. You can do better than that. And now Kamala Harris. You know what? You look like silly fools bowing and groveling to that man. Yeah.
Kiss it.
Well, it's hard to get the taste of
rectum
out of your mouth.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Three people are dead, five others injured after a multi-vehicle accident last night in Pike County. Authorities say one car hit a logging truck that was entering the road, killing the 17-year-old driver and an 18-year-old passenger. Right after the crash, troopers say the 70-year-old driver of the log truck exited the truck and was then hit by another car and died at the scene. A Hope Hole man was the victim of an overnight shooting. Montgomery police say 35-year-old Todrick Smith was shot and killed in the 5700 block of East Shirley Lane just after midnight. No arrests have been made in the case. And crews responded to an accident where an SUV fell into the Alabama River. This happened in the 200 block of Eugene Street early this morning. They were able to get that vehicle out of the water. No one was found inside, and crews are continuing to investigate the incident. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Well, hi, everybody. No doubt about it. We need some rain. And so far, the rain chances, well, for the next few hours are very scant, very small, with a low temperature tonight down to about 72. Tomorrow, another hot and humid day, high in the middle 90s. And I think the heat indices will be getting close to that 100 mark. Then on Thursday, scattered afternoon storms, a slightly better supply on Thursday, high 95. And then the storms become more numerous as we get into Friday and Saturday, especially in the afternoon and evening. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I got ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Yes! Yes, we do buy diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum. Yes, we do buy or trade. Yes, we do buy diamonds, coins, gold and silver. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them, like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more, which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, today's Millennial Moment.
We need to start being more energy responsible. Like, we should all put solar panels on our house. I read somewhere that stops climate change and global warming.
That was today's Millennial Moment.
My advice on energy is to get a MAPCO card and get the 10 cents off on Thursdays and Sundays.
Nice, yeah.
$2.19 a gallon. That doesn't get discussed much, but that's been one of Trump's most significant achievements. And I didn't even bring it up because we got into so many other juicy topics with David Blackman today, but his expertise is in oil and gas. He writes for frickin' Forbes magazine, which is pretty good. And, you know, the energy independence that that he has built into the economy is phenomenal. I see, read the numbers in just a relatively short period of time.
Shut up, Siri.
How does she do that when I don't even touch the phone?
She's listening.
That sucks. There's an article today about Alexa and Siri and your phone listening while you're doing that.
Doing what?
That.
Like, talking behind people's backs?
These are the stories I wanted to get to.
I'm not, you're being vague, Greg.
Well, that's how you... That's
I don't
how
like
you,
it. That's I like you to be explicit.
People hearing fewer compliments, toxic coworkers, how to pronounce Worcestershire sauce. Things are most likely
to lie. The way you said
it,
Worcestershire.
Yeah.
Not Worcestershire.
You know how I learned to pronounce Worcestershire? From the Three Stooges. Because Mo tries to pronounce it, goes, Worcester, what the, I can't pronounce Worcestershire. I wrote an article about that, and I may go back and update that about all the things I learned from watching the Stooges. I learned about the Depression, because my dad would watch, you know, and how come the Stooges never have any money, Dad? Well, you see, son, it's the Depression. I grew up in those days. I learned a lot. While women just generally dismiss them as, you know, it's vapid, silly, slapstick entertainment. And yeah, it is. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, that's a divide. That's one big difference between most men and most women on average is men like slapstick, physical comedy. Mm-hmm. Women tend to find it dumb.
Yeah, they just like...
Not all women. There are the like great ones who find it funny.
They just like to slap the lipstick on and slap us.
Or something like that.
I'm kidding.
Like that.
Well, yeah. Now, I had an article with some numbers on that.
What, did you lose it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I do. I'm, you know what? Tomorrow I'm going back, and I'm going to have the ISIS...
Yeah, yeah.
...microcurrent brain treatment. It's amazing. It does make a difference. It primarily, just after one session, sleep, calmness, relaxed, focus. I'm sure you can tell just from listening to the show the difference. At 5:55 on News Talk 93.1 FM, we will have one final look at the roads. A quick reminder that Montgomery Eye is ready to have you call them at 272-2020 and schedule your visit with the refractive surgery counselor. In a few minutes, you can find out whether or not LASIK is an option as vision solution for you. And if it is, why not? No glasses. You open your eyes and everything comes into crystal clear focus. That's what takes getting used to, that you no longer need glasses or contacts. How cool. But it's not for everybody. That's why you have to take this one step before you can actually have LASIK, and it doesn't cost you a penny to find out. No obligation, no commitment. Just call them at 272-2020, make the appointment, and you'll find out. And if you want to schedule it, you can go ahead and do that. If you need a little financial help with that, there's care credit for qualified customers. But you got two of the best board-certified corneal specialists in the world here in Montgomery at Montgomery Eye, Dr. Swan and Dr. Shin. Learn more by going to onlinemep.com or, again, call 272-2020 and make the appointment as Randall makes a last-minute call.
Yeah, I mean, I was just calling to chit-chat and tell you that I went ate at one of your sponsors that ain't on your show right now because, I guess, of a building situation. And, I kind of said El Calico, I went Sunday, man. Greg, I looked in that young lady's eyes, and I felt that they don't even know what's going to happen next. You know what I mean? I don't know. I felt like calling Ada Bader and say, find him a building. You know, it just, oh, my goodness, it breaks your heart to talk to somebody like that.
Yeah.
I wish I hadn't been eating a long time over there for now.
Yeah, no, I mentioned that on the air. It's a landlord or some kind of a situation with the building they're in and being unable to find something comparable that works. Very disappointed because we love El Jalisco and we love my Dimpalada.
Yes, and not knowing your future is, I've learned that's something, you know, it's just so unstable these days, not knowing what's going to happen tomorrow, man. I don't know. Heart goes out to him, man. Thank you for turning me on to him. Me and my daughter had a blast there Sunday evening. We ate after we got off the river. It was perfect, man.
Congratulations.
Love you. Love you. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you, Randall, as always. And finally,
Montgomery Skywatch looking around the river region, and we still have a busy afternoon in traffic. I-85 is still slow in the downtown area near the interchange. Please be careful there. If you're going northbound on 85, look out for a slowdown between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. Traffic headed north on I-65 is experiencing a little bit of slowdown around the Northern Boulevard. No big deal. Just be patient, and you'll get through that one. And if you're on the boulevard, it's really busy. Watch yourself around the intersections this afternoon. Learn ballet and take classes at Alabama River Region Ballet in the Festival Plaza Shopping Center. There's so much to do at Festival Plaza. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And what's on the Joey Clark Radio Hour tonight?
I'm flying solo. I got some things to say. I'm going to get some stuff off my chest.
You're going to be
and talk alone? About as well.
You're going to be all alone?
Yeah. That's how I like it. Yeah, I've been relying on sidekicks a little too much. I love these folks. I love Troy. I love Seth.
Yeah.
I love Clay. You know, good old Southern Wood on my show. But, you know, sometimes I need to take it back.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm taking it back. I'm taking back my hour. My name's on the freaking thing as it is, so I want to take it back. Got some things to say. It's almost like Festivus come early, Festivus in July. Got a lot of problems with you people, especially you people in D.C.
Well, it sounds like fun. I'll be listening and making notes.
Oh, thank you.
I might learn something.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg order, each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about 8 different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say